RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show out.
With John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Always live, always local.
So what do I do? Just take a nose hit?
Just take a good whiff of that.
It's my first. God almighty.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. I'm Reginald Atitula alongside one Brandon K. Scott, who is filling in for the OG John Lopez.
Yes, sir.
Still on vacay. Speaking of vacay, and the man Figgy Fig also there. So Colin Neal on the ones, twos. Thank you, sir, and thank you guys for rolling with us on a Tuesday here in the loop on Sports Radio 610.
Super producer Colin.
That's a nice little drop you got for yourself.
Okay.
I see you, big dog. And shout out to our guy, Andy Kalu, as well for that.
Nigerian brother.
Without question. I probably say it to him. I'm sure. Text in, 713-572-4610. If you're just sick of hearing me talk about my Nigerian brother, Andy Kalu. Not Andy himself, but me talking
about
it.
Come on, man. Andy's so cool, man.
Oh, everybody loves Andy.
Yeah, you got to be a real miserable human being to not... to honestly not want more Andy Kalu. You know, Andy Kalu's got, he's very successful, got a lot going on, doesn't need us as much as I think we need him.
So,
but whenever we can get him.
So that's from when he did Texans Monday after the Chiefs win.
I recall.
And he like said that. I was like, oh, I need a producer drop. I'm going to use that.
There
now.
You go. There you go. And now you're there. Now
yeah,
you're there.
If y'all ever meet Andy, like that was my first time meeting him. He is such a cool dude.
He really is.
It's awesome.
It's because Najano de Carilas. That's why. As I continue to put my Nigerian pride and I almost see Nigeria score a goal. That's neither here nor there. Disregard that.
Paul, this show could go left. Things could get off the rails. What's Nigeria competing in?
Just so AFCON, know the African Cup of Nations. I'll talk about it later.
That sounds majestic. I don't know anything about it.
It is majestic.
It legit is.
It is majestic. Colin has tasted a little bit of the nectar that is AFCON. It is probably the most entertaining international soccer competition, where the style of play is fantastic. It is just audacious. Soccer, I will call it football, but you understand what I'm saying here.
Yeah.
They dance about a whole bunch of stuff. The people go up in the stands. It just means something. It is the SEC of international soccer competition.
See, I was going to try to pull it up on my phone, but we can't both be in here doing the show watching.
Oh, don't worry. I'll turn my computer. I got you.
Okay, cool.
Don't worry about that.
Here we go.
I do want to talk about, though, a team, or rather a person that I also similarly like to Andy Kalu, that I can't get enough of. And the reason I come to this after the Rockets get a victory over the Pacers, what was it, 117-100? Was it something like that? The final score didn't matter because, again, you had a game where a lot of your starters do not play in the fourth quarter, handling business to finish out the year, three straight victories to help wash out, as you were talking about yesterday, the bad taste of some of the games in December. But I also had a long conversation.
It was 126-119.
Okay, so I don't know how I got those numbers.
Maybe
that's when I tuned out.
it was over very early. Very early in this game. I was able to switch to football very early on.
Yes, so, very much so.
So that worked.
And one of the reasons why you were able to do that, as Alperen Şengün was questionable but still did not go, is a player that I can't get enough of. I had a conversation absolutely absolutely parallel somewhere else to a conversation about any sports or anything rather in this game. And it's just about what brings me to sports And I wonder if it's the same for you, B. Scott. I am here for sports to watch people do something incredible.
Yeah.
And so one of the things I view as almost a responsibility for myself in the position that I get to hold here, sitting in front of this microphone, talking crap, is making sure I appreciate when I see somebody doing something incredible and it's maybe getting lost on us. And yes, I'm here to talk about Kevin Durant again. Like, I am just here to talk about the greatness of Kevin Durant. The fact that he, at 37, soon to be 38 years of age, without the superstar that is supposed to be on this team, comes in and he's just like, I will not only be an offensive hub that creates for other people, even though that is not my strength.
Right.
I will just lock in and be like, I'll score a whole bunch of points in the first quarter to get us off to a good start and then get this thing rolling. In a couple games in a row, I just absolutely love what you have in Kevin Durant. And it's to be understood. It's why you went and acquired him in the summer. But it's not to be overlooked.
And then you haven't even mentioned, it's because there's a long list of stuff that we could give Kevin Durant credit for, but not to even mention, like, the defense that he's played overall. Not, maybe not specific to this game last night, but the defense overall, like, we talk about the length that and the athleticism that the Rockets have. Kevin Durant is a big part of that. He has stepped up. I think defensively, everything that he's done offensively is to be expected. It is right on brand. It is about, and this is one of the amazing things about Kevin Durant, is he's not in his prime anymore, but he doesn't look much different from the way he did when he was in his prime. Like, you can tell he's not quite that Kevin Durant, but it's pretty damn close. He might as well be, right? He's that close to it. But then it's the defensive part. If you don't watch him on a nightly basis, and now we have an opportunity to do so, he's also added that element to the game, or to his game as well, or provided that element of his game as well. And so really from top to bottom, and you're talking about last night, setting the tone. I mean, 5 of 9 in the first quarter and just getting to his spots, getting whatever he wanted. And here's the thing, too. I would even credit some of the defense that the Pacers were playing on him. Like, Johnny Furphy's out there doing his best. He's guarding Kevin freaking Durant. And he's staying with him. He's doing the best that he can. But it doesn't really matter how you defend him, or, you know, unless you throw doubles at him. That's been kind of the way to defend him. But one-on-one, Kevin Durant going to get to his spot, and it's basically a make-or-miss situation at that point. You just got to hope he misses.
He is such a tough proposition for an opposing team.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Jay Huff, if you're not familiar, I understand why. You have to be a basketball sicko to know who this dude is for the Pacers. But he's gotten a little bit of shine of late playing for the Pacers. He is a tall guy, like power forward center type guy. And he's guarding KD early on in this game. And I'm like, why are you doing that?
Don't do it.
And then for a moment, I was like, well, what choice do they have? Because in my head, I'm like, Kevin Durant needs to be guarded by a wing type guy. Maybe somebody 6'8", 6'7", has maybe enough strength to rock with him. But then I'm like, oh yeah, what's tough is that he's going to do this thing that is one of the things that really brought me to appreciating him in this moment, just reappreciating him for, if you will allow me to coin a term, is that all he's going to do is work you down to about 7 to 10 feet away from the basket and then pull up over you. And he is 7 bleeping feet tall. I don't care what he say. He is 7 feet tall. So you put a 6'7 dude on him, and it's just like, here is a mid-range jump shot. And remember, mid-range jump shot, the least efficient shot in basketball. Except for him, it's a layup. It's almost literally a layup for him to do that and consistently get his bucket. This is such a delight to have, because while we are watching early on in the season this Rockets team, and I'm looking at him like, that doesn't look good. That doesn't look good. And then you pop up and you go, offensive rating, they're highly regarded. Defense rate, this is a large part of why.
Yeah, it's such a conflict, because it's like, okay, Jay Huff, tall enough, not quick enough, can't really stay with him. Johnny Furphy or Pascal Siakam, quick enough, but not tall enough. You know, 6'8 is not 7. And look, Kevin Durant is way taller than that, no matter what he tries to tell you. He's somewhere between 6'10 and 7'1. But definitely,
I think the current company line is 6'11.
Definitely taller than 6'8, though. So, like, he's going to get his shot up over those guys. And so it's a constant conflict for the opposing defense. And then this is the thing Quiet has kept about the lack of a point guard conversation. But they absolutely needed a point guard in the iteration of the offense that they ran last year, because, well, it wasn't much of an offense to speak of to begin with. So imagine that with no point guard. Not only did you substitute the shooting guard that you had previously for Kevin Durant. So
with all due respect to Jalen Green.
Yeah. So a talented, undeniably talented guy in Jalen Green, but also undeniably inconsistent with Kevin Durant, literally one of the top eight scorers in the league's history. You sub them out for each other, but also the lack of a point guard, having Kevin Durant also kind of remedies that, because, okay, how do we get to our stuff? What are our answers? What are our counters? What are we trying to get to at all? And it's like, well, if you don't have anybody out there to help you figure it out, can you at the very least, and this is what the offense has been, to oversimplify it for just a second, can you at the very least just simply get the ball to Kevin Durant or Alperen Şengün? And then from there, and of course, Alperen Şengün has not played these last couple of games. So get the ball to Kevin Durant, and then good things come from that.
Can I ask you, because early on in the will they, won't they, or should they not, is probably a better way of saying it, of making a deal to acquire Kevin Durant, one of the things that people were concerned about was him being too focal in what you do. And I don't know if that's been an issue over the entirety of the season, but you did point to something, which is there's times where the offense is really just the Bel Air Academy offense, would get the ball to Will, except in this instance, Will is two people, Kevin Durant and Alperen Şengün. Does that at all, I don't know, worry is not the strongest word, and it's not the word that I want to use here, but it's the only one that comes to mind. I mean, does that all worry you that's still, you know, a few months in, prominently featured as what you're doing?
You know, it's an issue, but I think that they've still got time to correct it. Like, I thought the Cavs game was a good example of them moving around. They don't move without the basketball enough. They've changed that a little bit over these last couple of games. Specifically, I'm thinking about more so the Cavs game. And then, of course, you know, and we've had a lot of discussions about this both on air and off, I think the Reed Shepherd thing is still a work in progress. And the hope is, and this is hoping him, I'm just going to admit that, but the hope is by the time you get to the end of the season, to the part that really, really matters, that he's ready to kind of play that role more so than he is right now.
And you're having more dudes step up. Later on, we'll talk about one of the dudes that I think is stepping up and adding more diversity to the profile of the Rockets offense and the Rockets just in general. But they get a victory against the Pacers. Once again, that score is not 117-110. That was a couple days ago. 126-119. Kevin Durant, 30 points in this game, really just handles all the offensive stuff. The defense does need to be appreciated a little bit more, as you said. But they get another victory, and they end the calendar year 20-10 thus far in this 2025-2026 season. So salute to the Rockets for getting yet another victory, and one that they were supposed to get. But still, you do the things you're supposed to do, it's worth the salute.
Salute to them for not making it suspenseful, right?
Correct.
Like, for not making it interesting, right? The Pelicans game was way too interesting before they even lost it. The Kings game, even going to overtime, way too interesting before they even lost it. Thank you for not only winning this game, but winning it in enough time for me to switch to football.
There you go. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. In fact, we'll talk about the game that you switched to at the top of the hour. But coming up next, let's get to the question of the day. With this game and with the University of Houston Cougars, who played last night against Middle Tennessee, I think that we are done with Houston sports playing in the year of our Lord 2025. So let's wrap it up. What was your favorite H-Town sports moment of the calendar year? 713-572-4610, and we'll talk about it next.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again.
In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.